Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is Happiness is a Choice. Although it may be tempting to dismiss a call to happiness during this time of worldwide struggle and strife as being overly optimistic or too simplistic, let me tell you that now I believe is the perfect time for reminder that when it comes to happiness, all of us have a choice. In fact, choosing to be happy is one of the very few essential decisions that we get to keep regardless of age, stage of life, or present situation. It's a decision that can't be taken away, and no one else can make it for us. Each one of us gets to choose every single moment of every day whether or not we decide to be happy. When we choose to be happy, the rewards are truly great. First and foremost, happy people are more likable and desirable to be around. Isn't it amazing how we're drawn to people with sunny dispositions? One of the many consequences of this phenomenon of human nature is that happy people regularly benefit from the enthusiastic help and cooperation of others. Secondly, happy people consistently report an improved quality of life. They enjoy life and everything in it more than the people who aren't happy. I can personally attest to the connection between happiness and improved quality of life. Many years ago, I decided that I would be intentional about choosing to be happy. I just didn't say I wanted to be happy. I found out what I needed to do to make happiness a daily reality for me. In their book, How We Choose to Be Happy, The 9 Choices of Extremely Happy People, authors Rick Foster and Greg Hicks present the results of interviews with happy people all over the world from all walks of life. They found and wrote about 9 specific choices commonly made by happy people. As you can see, many of these are things that we already know about and may even already practice. The key, as I discussed in my post titled, What is Easy to Do is Easy Not to Do, is to use your personal initiative to do the little things that are easy to do and do them consistently. Here are the list of choices that Foster and Hicks came up with. First, intend to be happy. This is the fully conscious decision to choose happiness over unhappiness. For more on this subject, I encourage you to read my post titled, Learn to Enjoy What You Don't Enjoy. Second, be accountable. You make the choice to assume full responsibility for your actions, thoughts, and feelings, as well as to refuse to blame others for your own unhappiness. It is also the practice of seeing ourselves as having control over our lives rather than being on the receiving end of circumstances. Third, discover your needs. This is the ongoing process of identifying for ourselves what makes us truly happy. You may want to read my post titled, Was Napoleon Hill Wrong? To help you identify what really is important to you. Fourth, centralize your goals. Creating a dream list is the happy person's non-negotiable insistence on making that which creates happiness a central activity in life. Fifth, turn problems into opportunities. Recasting is to change the form of something. Look at experiences in positive ways and change your problems into challenges. Sixth, explore options. Make the decision to approach life by being open to any new possibilities and take a flexible approach to life's journey. Seventh, express appreciation. Communicating gratitude and giving thanks to the people around you daily brings happiness. I would encourage you for more on the subject to read my post or listen to my podcast titled, The Power of Showing Your Appreciation. Eighth, share unselfishly. The art of giving is the act of sharing oneself with friends, community, and the world at large without the expectation of a return on investment. And then ninth, be truthful at all times. Make a contract with yourself and design a means by which to check your thoughts and actions against your own internal personal code. For more thoughts on the value of truthfulness, check out my blog titled, Being Honest with Ourselves. Though I'm fortunate to have experienced a rewarding career and professional life, It's not my achievements that are to be credited for my happiness and outstanding quality of life. Rather, it's the little decisions I constantly make each day, just like these, that continue to help me choose to be happy. If you've never considered happiness as a choice before now, let me say it again, that I don't think there has ever been a better time to begin choosing happiness. So, let me ask you a question. Will you commit to being intentional about being happy? Will you commit to making one of the 9 choices for each of the next 9 days? I hope you will. And remember, being happy doesn't mean everything is perfect. It means that you've decided to look beyond the imperfections.